Hi, and welcome to today's episode of First Bite, a nation's restaurant news podcast. I'm your host, Holly Petrie. Today is Thursday, March 21st, and here are your top stories. First, Taco John's announces the appointment of former Auntie Anne's president, Heather Neary, as CEO. Neary joins the Wyoming-based quick service brand 9 months after former CEO Jim Creel announced his retirement. Second, former Starbucks executive Denise Nelson appointed CEO of Smashburger. Nelson joins the Denver-based burger restaurant after 30-plus years in the industry, most recently as Senior Vice President of U.S. Operations at Starbucks. Third, Starbucks investors vote to remove diversity and sustainability references from executive pay package. In the Seattle coffee chain's annual shareholders meeting, investors voted on an executive pay package that divests DEI goals from bonus consideration. Fourth, McDonald's Cosmic's concept makes its debut in Texas. Cosmic's new Dallas restaurant is one of 9 planned for Texas this year for the company to, quote, test and learn from. And finally, Applebee's puts its boneless wings to the test with a new 50-cent promotion. Applebee's tapped a third-party research firm to conduct a boneless wing taste test and came out on top, inspiring the brand to run the 50-cent promotion. Now let's dive deeper into one of these stories. Earlier this week, after Starbucks' annual shareholders meeting, company investors voted on several initiatives, including a new executive compensation package that would omit diversity and sustainability goals from bonus considerations for top leadership at the company. Shareholders voted overwhelmingly to approve the new compensation packages, though the vote is technically non-binding to company policy. This bonus initiative was first introduced in 2020 as a company-wide effort to support diversity, equity, and inclusion at Starbucks, and was quickly emulated by other major food service chains nationally, including Chipotle, which increased the percentage of its executive bonus ties to company ESG goals from 10% to 15% in 2022. Last year, 7.5% of Starbucks' executive bonus consideration was tied to diversity, while 7.5% was based on sustainability goals. In the proposed outline for 2024, 75% of executive bonus consideration will be tied to overall financial performance, and 25% will be based on individual performance. Additionally, the company replaced the word representation with talent in its performance-related restricted stock unit grant program to include a broader spectrum of the workforce and provide for different representation improvement targets. For more on this story, let's turn to Joanna Fantozzi.
Okay, so Joanna, we've been seeing some things, and you noted that there's kind of been a change in DEI roles at restaurant companies over the past few years. So sort of what's been going on with that? You know, we saw a big wave of it, and then it's sort of gotten quiet.
Yes, it's really interesting. So first, I'm going to give you the news and then some context. Starbucks voted on Starbucks' shareholders voted on several initiatives last week after their shareholders meeting last week. And they were pretty standard initiatives to vote on, including an executive compensation package. Another thing that they voted on, which is more than once this has happened that they voted on this, is whether or not to look into plant-based non-dairy milk prices. But within that executive compensation package, which was several pages, and when you were looking into exactly what it entailed, shareholders voted yes to approve these new packages, and the layout of the bonuses for executives was completely different than it had been in years past. So last year, 15% of Starbucks's bonus considerations for its executive team was based on sustainability and diversity goals at the whole company. And then this year, that is gone completely. Diversity and sustainability are no longer tied to executive bonus packages. Instead, 75% is, and this is more standard, 75% is tied to financial consideration, and 25% is individual performance. I guess that would kind of come down to 75%, how well is the company doing overall, and 25%, how much did you meet your individual goals as an executive at Starbucks? And so this is incredibly interesting because there was a trend that was led by Starbucks in 2020 and 2021 to tie executive pay and bonus to diversity and sustainability, to DEI goals. And it's incredibly interesting because, so this basically occurred with Starbucks, like I said, at the forefront alongside other companies like Chipotle. This occurred in the wake of the resurgence of Black Lives Matter protests in the summer of 2020. Many companies kind of got together and reassessed their approach to not only diversity, but also equity and inclusion. And so it's not only things like tying executive pay and bonus to diversity, equity, and inclusion, but also improving and changing diversity and equity goals. Many of these companies came out with statistics on just what percentage of their company is people of ethnicities other than white. And they said that they were going to improve the statistics and the percentages on that. And so Starbucks being one of them. And so we have seen a pushback in the last few months on this. This was initially reported by Reuters. So toward the end of the year, toward the end of 2023, conservative legal organizations started suing companies that have diversity and equity goals for discrimination. Basically, saying the fact that you are saying you have to hire a certain percentage of Black, Latino, et cetera, Black, Latino, Asian, et cetera, people, then that means that you are discriminating against those that are not white, according to these lawsuits. And so there have been a ton of lawsuits that basically these organizations have been pumping out against companies that have had these diversity and equity goals in place. And like I said, initially reported by Reuters, one of the major restaurant brands included in that list was Yum Brands. So Yum Brands then, after they were sued by one of these conservative legal rights organizations, they then subsequently removed references to specific racial groups in their recent executive compensation plans. And Starbucks, interestingly enough, has been the recipient of one of those lawsuits. So this was much earlier. The National Center for Public Policy Research sued them in 2022 for having hiring goals for minority groups and for tying executive pay to DEI goals. Now, Starbucks has pointed out that they still have these DEI goals in place and that this has not changed at all. But we have noticed a change in language utilized in how they talk about these DEI goals. So, for example, in that initiative that investors voted on, they replaced the word representation, as in representation of other groups, minority groups, different ethnic groups, et cetera, with talent in their performance-related restricted stock unit grant programs, also known as PRSUs. And so the reason for that, with replacing the word representation with talent, which kind of is almost like a vaguer or blander version of that word, was to, quote, include a broader spectrum of the workforce and provide for different representation improvement targets. And so I do think it's really interesting that these companies seem to be quietly either rolling back or changing their wording around DEI, because it seems like they are nervous about these discrimination lawsuits. We saw that from the restaurant business loans and grants that were granted during the pandemic. The government was also sued for discrimination for prioritizing women-owned and minority-owned businesses first, and they won. And that was a whole kerfuffle there. And so this is a real movement in this country, which is a backlash against DEI goals and anti-discrimination within companies. At the higher education level, it's known as affirmative action. This has been a controversial topic for quite some time, and it is interesting that it is reaching the restaurant industry. It has been a controversial topic for a long time, like I said, in higher ed. But now restaurants, among other industries and businesses, are seeing the legal and financial ramifications of setting these DEI goals around usually 2020 and 2021, with the goal of changing the public perception of how their corporation is structured. Because I guess, let's face it, at so many of these companies, including Starbucks, at the store level, the diversity of workers at the store level is much more mixed than at the corporate level, where at a lot of these companies, a majority of the executives are white and male.
Do you think that the restaurant industry is seeing the way that affirmative action played out in court, that's why they're getting so scared? Because there is a legal precedent that shows that they could get in a lot of trouble.
I think that that's definitely part of it. Absolutely. I think that restaurant companies are torn between are caught between a rock and a hard place, honestly, because the public perception of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and we've written about this quite a lot and around, the public perception of this is mostly positive, that there is a stronger movement to diversify voices and faces within companies. And, you know, research has shown that diverse faces and voices across ethnic and gender spectrums at companies leads to better performance, better fiscal performance. And so there is a positive association with this. However, there is also, on the other hand, a negative politicized association with DEI goals. And this has ramifications from people that claim discrimination.
I guess the way that I'm seeing affirmative action and DEI goals split is that when you apply to a college, there is no photo or video of you. If you are getting a executive level job at a restaurant, they see your face, they see who you are. So in theory, wouldn't it mean that you could have these DEI goals and achieve them without actually having a goal?
In theory, yes, but I think what it comes down to is these DEI goals make sure that executives and these corporations are accountable. And so, and I don't just mean at the executive level of making sure that, you know, if a CEO position is open, that it's not just a parade of the same white men in the industry that you've been seeing for many, many years. It's also accountability further down the line. And that is why these companies have not only created diversity, equity, and inclusion goals at multiple levels of the company, but have also created things like mentorship programs, have also created things like groups of different, you know, ethnicities and women and LGBTQ at companies. Our own company has that we work at. And so I think it's just become much more commonplace to see diversity celebrated and seen as a goal to achieve. And this is a backlash, though, against what that can be seen as, because it's on the flip side of it, people that are, you know, maybe on the more conservative end of the spectrum don't see it as just bringing opportunity to those who necessarily didn't have it before, but seeing it as creating a handicap for those who might want that C-suite position but might be a white male. It is a really controversial topic, and I think that that's probably why Starbucks is just kind of dipping its toe into it, changing a little bit of the bonus structure and the language used.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode of First Bite. We'll be back tomorrow with a new episode. Until then, stay up to date with all your news at NRN.com.